Non-binary author of book about trans fourth grader, parental rights really anger me. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 24, 2023. Alex Gino, a so-called non-binary author of a book about a transgender fourth grader, declared parental rights really anger me in a recent discussion of families pushing back on books that sow gender confusion in young children. Parental rights really anger me, because what about human rights? People who are under 18 are human, Gino told Yahoo News in an interview published Saturday. And if you are keeping information about the world from young people, you are leaving them less prepared to learn how to be in the world, he added. Gino, whose 2015 novel Melissa has reportedly been banned by 7 school districts in 4 states, told the outlet that he believes his book is prohibited due to fear and suggested that kids know more about the world than adults. I think it is fear that looks like anger, the author said. I think it is a fear of adults generally. Adults are not great at knowing what's in the world. Kids are great at it. Kids are constantly learning what's in the world and taking on new ideas. They learn who's in the world, they learn how people are in the world. Many adults feel like they have already learned who should be in the world, and if someone goes against their notion of that, they are somehow immoral, Gino continued. And there's a particular panic about showing that or immorality to young people. Gina went on to accuse adults of trying to make it so that their children do not live in the real world. I think their goal is for their children not to live in the real world, he said. Their goal is to shield their children from the reality of other people and the reality of themselves. And I think that goal is extremely harmful. The author, whose book Melissa reportedly chronicles a story about a fourth grade boy named George who identifies as a girl named Melissa, added that the fact that his book simply exists, and that children have access to it, is progress. The book existing is progress, and of course there is pushback to progress, Gino said. The fact that there is more pushback is a sign that there is more progress. There are more books where more children have access to them that didn't used to exist. Gino added that he is going to write even more books about transgender children. If my book is going to get challenged, that to me is a sign that there are more stories that I need to write, he said. And so I'm writing now about queer and trans kids who don't just exist, but who know each other and who have community and who get to thrive, Gino added. If they're going to say, don't do it, then I better not tell myself not to do it. I better do it more. The concept of transgenderism has become a major problem in recent years. Meanwhile, transgender ideology has been proliferating in academic institutions in the United States and Canada. As academia, children's books, television shows, media outlets, and left-wing activists continue to hype transgenderism and guide children to doubt their biological sex, more young people are identifying as non-binary. Research published by the Trevor Project in 2021 found that more than 1 in 4, 26%, of LGBTQ youth identify as non-binary. An additional 20% said they are not sure or are questioning whether they identify as non-binary. Additionally, a recent study strongly suggests that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.